This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. An admitted white supremacist has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in federal prison for killing 23 people and injuring 20 others at an El Paso Walmart in 2019. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
No emotion from 24-year-old Patrick Crucius as the life sentences were handed down. It came after 2 days of victim impact statements from the families. Amaris Vega lost her aunt, Teresa Sanchez. She addressed the shooter in court.
He wanted to get rid of the Hispanic people here in El Paso, but he didn't do that. He failed, and he didn't win. We're still here, and we're not going anywhere.
El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks says the federal sentence will have no impact on the state trial, which could happen as early as next year.
We are still going to be seeking the death penalty on the Walmart shooter.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in that July 2nd mass shooting in Baltimore. CBS's Scott McFarland has the details.
Baltimore police won't publicly release the name. They say it's a 17-year-old who they've arrested for his connection to the mass shooting spree Sunday morning at a community cookout, an annual tradition in Baltimore. 28 people were wounded. 2 young adults were killed. But they've also said they believe multiple shooters were involved. There could be more arrests to come, and the casings from the scene indicate more than a dozen guns were used.
The charges include possession of a firearm by a minor, assault weapon possession, and reckless endangerment. The Labor Department reports 209,000 jobs were added in June, a slight dip from the previous month. The unemployment rate slid down 0.1% to 3.6%. CBS News contributor Javier David says this is good news for the jobs market.
What we have here is cooling, but it's not frozen. And the jobs market still robust, still a lot going on, still plentiful, and very supportive of people earning more and being able to find jobs if they want them.
It's another hot one today, with temperatures expected to reach or exceed 90 degrees in 31 states. The heat is especially tough for outdoor workers like Richard Gresh, who owns a roofing company in Pennsylvania.
85, 90 degrees down here on the ground. Up there, you can be upwards of probably 110, 115 degrees for sure.
Criminal charges have been filed in connection with a train accident that left more than 290 people dead in India. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
India's federal police have arrested 3 railway employees in connection with the country's deadliest train crash in 2 decades. Nearly 300 people were killed in the accident last month. More than 1,000 were injured. Of the 3 people arrested, 2 are engineers and 1 worked as a technician for the railways.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stewart.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Governor Tony Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs across Wisconsin to promote his budget signing. Evers used his veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, among other measures. Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future of the state. Republican leaders said that the party is considering filing a lawsuit over the budget measure for schools. Republican State Senator Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee that largely wrote the budget, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and warned that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. The city of Amory will need to replace 2 of its leaders after both its police chief and mayor stepped down this week. The city council met Wednesday to approve a search for a new chief of police to replace Steve Heinzel. Heinzel cited intolerable work conditions before retiring. Mayor Chad Leonard resigned yesterday, citing an exhausting political climate. Leonard was elected last year to serve through next spring. City Council President Eric Elkin will be the acting mayor until next spring. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
So much waiting
for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer, engineer extraordinaire, the wonderful and talented Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board once again this hour. Glad to have him along. Glad to have you along on a TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday version, July 7th, 2023, of the big show. Glad to have you in for hour number two. Open line Friday, if you want to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Glad to have you along. Also, you can call and or text in. Simply download the Civic Media app onto your cell phone, onto your smartphone. Doesn't matter whether it's Android or Apple. Works on either one, an iPhone or an Android phone. Just go to your app store, type in Civic Media. That's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, little C and M, blue and red logo. Very nice. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's quick and free. Gratis. Won't cost you a dime. That's what Gail King calls a deal over there on CBS Mornings. Love me some Gail King in the morning. Makes me smile. In any event, download the Civic Media app, and then you can take Mr. Zommers and I along with you everywhere you want to go, 1 to 3 every afternoon, and all the rest of the great Civic Media programs as well. Always good to have you along, and can text or call in that way, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Coming up this hour, going to talk a little bit about social media, all the new platforms, the falling apart, apparently. Finally, this has been rumored for months. After Elon Musk, the Tesla SpaceX owner, bought Twitter for a reported $44 billion. And he promptly fired a bunch of people. Didn't give a hoot about kind of policing the platform anymore. And now in the most recent thing over the weekend, last weekend, he started announcing he was going to limit how many tweets people could watch a day, depending upon whether they were paying the $8 a month for it or whether they were using it for free. And reports are that the reason he was forced to do this is he's not paying his bills to house the data. He, to put it in layman's terms, Musk and Twitter are leasing space, data warehouse space, from places like Amazon Prime and Google. And Musk didn't pay his bill. So Google and Prime are like, yeah, you're not going to have the empty closet space to put your data in. And so that's resulting in a lot of people just kind of leaving the platform if they haven't left already. I've been a big user since about, oh, geez, 09 or so. I should look and see what my anniversary date is. I use it not so much as to like communicate with friends, but rather to get information from places like CBS or, you know, ABC, Associated Press, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, But here's the point. Christy Ruffini from CBS, I was watching her on a fill-in show over the weekend, over the holiday, and she made a great point. As a reporter for CBS, she said, it's really become useless for me because if you're not familiar with Twitter, you used to get a what's called a blue check mark. It was a way to certify that you really are who you say you are or were who you say you were, depending upon the tense. And in order to get the verified check mark, there were certain things that Twitter would do to verify you. And so for news people, especially, in order to report things, you wanted it to come from a verified source. Well, now anybody can pay the $8 a month to get a blue check mark. It doesn't mean verification. So what's happening is that people are taking a real, like let's say a lawmaker, a United States senator, and using their official picture that you would find on their real site, and then using the same name with maybe like a dash or a hyphen or a one after it. And it looks exact, if you're not careful, and it looks like the actual senator, and it has a blue check mark. But it's an imposter putting out bad information. So really now, to Christy Ruffini's point, unless you were following that trusted source before Musk took over, it's really hard to tell whether anybody is real anymore on Twitter. And so there's a new platform called Threads. We're going to talk about that. Also, another one called Blue Sky. We're going to talk about that. Have you changed your social media platform in the last few months? Where do you get your social media info from? Are you still a Facebook person? Do you go to Instagram? What are your thoughts on that? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Talk about that. Also, I didn't give this Willie Nelson news. It's not really news. But we had so many callers last hour on climate change and the UPS possible strike. And thankful we did. Never got to this Willie Nelson part. So we'll come back after the break and talk about that. Willie Nelson, the iconic legend, country music singer, leading the zero emission future with solar powered batteries at the Luck reunion. How cool is Willie Nelson, Mr. Zomers?
The answer is very.
See, that's the kind of producer you want. He's much more succinct and to the point than I am. He knows how to use words properly. I just sometimes babble like a brook. Anyway, we'll come back and take your phone calls as well. And a very talkative Mr. Zomers will give us his board game of the week. Can't wait for that later this hour. A great game to play with friends and family over the weekend. 844-967-2789. It's Open Line Friday. It's the Todd Allball Show. And you're listening across Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the Civic Media app.
It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Glad to have you along on a TGIF. Mr. Zomers looked at me coming back after the break. So, is he going to talk? What's going on? I paused longer than usual. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Thank you so much for asking. So, we will get to the Willie Nelson story, I promise. So there's Twitter, which I've been on for a long time. It looks like it's crashing. It's going down. And so now the new trendy one here the last few days is Threads from Zuckerberg, Jeff Zuckerberg over at I still call it Facebook, but
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark, what I call him, Fred?
You called him Jeff? Oh, Jeff. Which is more like Jeff Bezos. Yes.
I'm getting my billionaires confused. I apologize. You understand?
Elon Zucker Bezos? Zuckeros? Yes. I don't know.
So Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, over at Facebook. Technically, I understand it's Meta, but I still call it Facebook. And Zuckerberg owns every, he's got Facebook, he's got Meta, he's got Instagram, and now this new one called Threads. Threads. And what's happened is, and this is genius, by the way, is that Zuckerberg hired a bunch of people from Twitter that Musk fired, got rid of. And he said, well, come on over. I got a few billion dollars to pay you. And so they've basically recreated. It looks very, very similar to Twitter. They've recreated Twitter over at Meta, and it's called Threads. And so I signed up last night along with my colleague, Kristen Bry, who is ahead of me. Usually always is ahead of me. She's much cooler than I am. But here now, a former coworker of mine at the Capitol, he was an intern in the Schultz office, Dale Emmons. And anyways, a nice guy, a smart guy. We didn't realize how smart he was. I went to UW-Madison, graduate from there. And he went on, Dale Emmons did, to be an IT genius, basically. And I know, see, the cool thing, I know a lot of really successful people. Not so much, but I know a lot of cool people. And so Dale Emmons went on to be the groundbreaking floor of this IT company and did very well for himself. Thank you very much. And now he's retired, living in Boca at 28 years old. No, he's not retired. He's a little bit older than 28, but he's doing very well. Thank you very much. And so he was on Threads. He has joined Threads as well. And so he threaded out. I guess that's what you say. You don't say tweet out. He threaded out and said, to his friends, who, thank goodness I'm one of, he said, who wants a blue sky invite? So blue sky is another platform that is being co-created by Jack Dorsey, the original creator of Twitter, that basically sold it to Elon Musk. And so, but blue sky is not like, you can't just sign up right now. Blue sky is, you have to know someone on the inside to get a blue sky invite. Well, Dale Emmons, being the guru that he is in the IT world and taking pity on a poor old soul like me, he said, do you want an invite? I said, absolutely, I want an invite, if nothing else, so that I can brag to my colleague, Kristen Bry, that I have a blue sky invite. You understand?
We take those wins.
Yes, exactly. Because 9.5 times out of 10, she's much, much cooler than I am. And it is way ahead of this stuff. But maybe I beat her to blue sky. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so to make a long story even longer, that's what I was doing coming back from the break. I was signing up for my blue sky handle on blue sky.
You know, whatever you got to do to keep up on the news and be ahead of the world media.
So, somehow I don't think this is going to make the best Dove show this week. But I hope for those of you that follow this kind of stuff, social media, you might find it interesting. And that's the question we're going to be asking this hour. Is, are you just sick of social media? I mean, we talked to our friend John Roach up at a cabin in northern Wisconsin yesterday. And he made the point, just unplug it all. Put the phone down, the internet, get out in the woods, get in a canoe, get in a kayak. Go for a hike. And I agree with that 100%. But how is your social media changing? Are you still a Facebook person? Are you interested in this new Threads or Blue Sky? Are you sick of Twitter? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Or it'll make it easy, 844-96-PARTY. Can talk about that. It's Open Line Friday. If you got a gripe, a concern, a care, a concern, a compliment, give us a call, 844-967-2789. All right, we're going to get to this Willie Nelson story. I built it up so much, I feel like people are going to go, that's it? Well, it's Willie Nelson. I mean, how cool is Willie Nelson? Mr. Somers, how cool is he?
The answer is very.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. So here now, Willie Nelson leads the zero emission future with solar batteries at the Luck Reunion. So he has this big reunion every year down in Luck, Texas. It's fantastic. Willie's in his 90s now and still getting it done. Still touring on stage. Still playing that guitar. It's got a hole in it, got a strap around it, still playing it. Willie Nelson is helping to lead the charge for a greener future after utilizing solar energy to power the main stage at 2023's Luck Reunion. A recent finding report conducted by Sound Future shows that the reduced impacts of the solar-powered stage. Overdrive Energy Solutions. That's the name of the company. They designed, built, and maintained the stage, which was funded via Reverb's Music Decarbonization Project. Sound Future conducted a scientific analysis of the stage success. Quote, there are real solutions right here, right now, to slash live music's carbon pollution, said Reverb's co-executive director, Adam Gardner. What was accomplished at Luck proves that if every festival made the switch from diesel generators to solar-powered battery systems, it would be a huge leap forward for music's role in fighting the climate crisis. The 19-page report measured Sound Future's three metrics value, one, the benefit of the environment, two, the benefit for the bottom line, and the benefit for talent. The solar-powered stage saved carbon dioxide emissions equivalent to a car driving around 900 miles. So that's something, right? Quote, the case study and others like it are a powerful demand signal that culture leaders are ready for a fossil-free future for live events, said Sound Future's Casey Lee in a statement. Bolstered by performances from icons of outlaw country, the 2023 Luck Reunion set a new precedent for climate-conscious behavior at U.S. festivals. We've talked about this before. About the... This is Todd talking, right? Because I always think, okay, that's I'm all for helping the planet. But all these batteries, what happens to them when they die? I mean, how does that impact the environment? And ask my friend Kurt Kohler, who is the plant manager down in Monroe, Wisconsin, of Badger Ethanol, who's a smart dude. Double major in criminal justice and chemistry. He is a scientist. Talks to a lot of people around the world. And according to him and other people who know science, that if you look at the benefits of and the detractions of sticking with fossil fuel versus transferring over to battery, then the long-term goodness, well-being of the planet, still the electric, the battery-operated, still wins out. So I'm glad to know that from scientists, people who know what the heck's going on. And here you have Willie Nelson. I mean, you can go to every concert that you are, I should say every, you can go to every community in rural Wisconsin where there might be a lot of Trump flags flying, where it's not all going to be progressives for sure, and ask them what they think of Willie Nelson. And I bet you about 98%, maybe more, are going to say Willie Nelson is it. Going to hear Willie Nelson on music being played at the bar, cover bands playing Willie Nelson tunes, people wearing Willie Nelson t-shirts. People love Willie because he's a talented guy and he's a real person, right? Just a real dude. And my point is, if Willie Nelson can make the transition over to solar and realize that he needs to do his part for carbon emissions, I think each of us can do the same thing. It doesn't have to be that big of a deal, right? Doesn't, I mean, I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. I mean, talk about right now, I'm leaving a carbon footprint. But moving forward in the future, whenever I decide to get a new vehicle, believe me, it's not going to be soon. This one's paid off. I'm going to drive this thing until it dies, all right? But when and where we can, the little things we all do together help the overall improvement of the planet. So I wanted to get that out there. What do you think? Are you with Willie on this? Are you pro, whether it's, you know, buying an electric lawnmower, whether it's buying an electric trimmer, a rechargeable one, a solar-powered one, right? Are you with Willie on this? Are you still just, nope, forget it. I'm still going to stick with my gasoline-powered one. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts on that or anything else on Open Line Friday. Love to hear from you. So we're going to move into this social media thing a little bit more. And Mr. Zobbers, you're much younger than me. You're a Gen Z-er. What do you use for your social media platform?
Well, I am a Gen Z-er, but I've never been huge on social media.
Is that?
Because when I was in like middle school and high school, I would always see people using it as a way to bully others or to just be emotionally immature and not deal with their problems. Like the kinds of posts that irritated me the most when I was in middle school are someone posts something, they're like, oh, I can't believe somebody would do that.
Right.
And then that what they're wanting is for people to comment and be like, hey, what's wrong? You can talk to me anytime. And they'd be like, oh, no, it's okay. I'm fine.
What platform did that kind of stuff go on the most?
That was Facebook. And that, like, I have a Facebook account. Yeah. I don't use it because it's just a bunch of that. It's not as bad anymore, but.
And I think it depends on what generation you're talking about, because I know a lot of people get things off of Facebook, like they use it as a news source, which,
that's
again,
a terrible news source. Right? Just putting it out there, if you use it, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. I'm just saying Facebook has a lot of mis and disinformation from what I've seen.
And again, I think it depends on what sites you're looking at. And again, on Facebook, I believe, you know, things are still verified. So in other words, if you're looking at the CBS News, the ABC News or whatever,
kind of things, yeah.
News page, that's great. But what Mr. Zomers is saying, a lot of people will share on their Facebook page, this popped up on my feed. Look at this. And, and it's just complete disinformation.
And one thing that's nice on Twitter, God rest its soul, is the ability for additional information to be added. I've been seeing that used a lot when somebody like Elon Musk or whatever will say something that's totally misleading. People will add on, actually, this is an important piece of information they left out, and you can verify whether or not it's accurate or helpful.
We'll come back and talk more about social media. What are your platforms that you're on? 844-967-2789. Back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Board Game of the Week as well. The Almost Show.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. Patrick Crucius has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences. He's an admitted white supremacist who killed 23 people and injured 20 others in a racist attack at a Texas Walmart in 2019. CBS's Christopher Cruz has details.
He didn't speak during the hearing and showed no reaction when he was sentenced. He drove more than 700 miles to the border city from his home near Dallas and targeted Hispanic shoppers with an AK-style rifle inside and outside the store.
El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks says the sentence will have no bearing on the state trial.
We are still going to be seeking the death penalty on the Walmart shooter.
That trial has not yet been set. Crucius, who is 24, pleaded guilty earlier this year to federal hate crimes charges for the attack at that Walmart in El Paso. It was one of the worst hate crime attacks in U.S. history. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The city of Amory will need to replace two of its leaders after both its police chief and mayor stepped down this week. The city council met Wednesday to approve a search for a new chief of police to replace Steve Heinzel. He cited intolerable work conditions before retiring. Mayor Chad Leonard sent his resignation to the city administrator yesterday, citing an exhausting political climate. Leonard was elected last year to serve through next spring. City Council President Eric Elkin will serve as acting mayor until a new one is elected. Governor Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs in Wisconsin to promote his budget signing. Evers used his veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, among other things. Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future of the state. Republican leadership is considering a lawsuit over the budget measure for schools. Republican State Senator Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and warned that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time of the temperature sign is now 2:33 on a Friday afternoon, TGIF, July 7th, 2023. Glad to have you along with our engineer-producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Coming up later this half hour, Mr. Zommers brings us a board game of the week. A little hot this weekend? Stay inside or stay in the shade and play a board game. Aaron will have that for us in just a little bit. So breaking news at this hour, want to get to you. This according to Will Keneally. If you don't follow Will on your social media, you should do that. Great reporter here based in Madison for the CBS affiliate, WISC Channel 3000. Will Keneally reports at this hour, a Dane County judge rules the 1849 law against abortion only bans feticide, not actual abortion. reading this in real time now, so bear with me. A Dane County judge ruled this afternoon that the 1849 Wisconsin law banning abortion that went into effect when Roe v. Wade was overturned last year does not, in fact, create a ban on abortion. Judge Diane Shipler wrote that the 1849 law instead creates a ban on feticide under a 1994 Wisconsin Supreme Court case. The case, State v. Black, dealt with a man charged under a law separate from the 1849 law that makes it a crime to, quote, intentionally destroy the life of an unborn, quick, or viable child, unquote, which the state's high court ruled is a feticide law. Judge Shipler ruled that because the 1849 law is so similar to the statute at debate in the Black decision, the state Supreme Court standard under Black should apply to the 1849 law as well. She wrote in her decision, quote, how then is it possible to view the 1849 law as an abortion statute when the Black statute, containing almost the same language as a feticide statute, the judge wrote, for the above reasons, Black's holding must apply equally to the 1849 law. A little confusing, I know. But this is all going to be a matter of law, and of course, it's probably headed to the state Supreme Court, of which Janet Protasiewicz will be seated next month. The case, back to Will Keneally's reporting now, this case was brought as a challenge by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call against three Wisconsin district attorneys in an effort to prevent them from enforcing the state's abortion ban. Shipler, this afternoon, also allowed a group of doctors to join the suit as an interested party. The judge also wrote that her ruling today is not final as it applies to an appeal, which could slow the appeals process down as this case will likely make its way to the state Supreme Court. As I said, the court flips its balance next month and will have a liberal majority thereafter. In a statement this afternoon, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the ruling, quote, a major victory in our fight to restore reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. He said, while the ruling does not resolve the case and won't be the final word in this litigation, the court's thorough decision makes it clear that the statute of 1849 should not be interpreted to criminalize consensual abortions, he said. Shortly after the court's ruling, Governor Tony Evers, who has been a vocal advocate for repealing the 1849 law, called Shipler's decision, quote, a critical step, unquote, toward reaching that goal. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, meanwhile, said the ruling, quote, is an important step in restoring and expanding access to abortion and reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. They said, quote, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has always contended that the Wisconsin statute of 1849 is unenforceable in regard to an abortion case. We agree with the decision, unquote. Heather Winninger, the executive director of the Wisconsin Right to Life, called the ruling, quote, a devastating setback in our ongoing fight to protect Wisconsin's preborn children, unquote. Again, a developing story, according to Will Keneally at Channel 3000 for the CBS News affiliate from the TV station here, Channel 3 in Madison. Great reporting by Will Keneally at Channel 3. Again, within the hour, a Dane County judge has ruled that the 1849 law on abortion only bans feticide and not actual abortion. It's a legalese, right? But it's an interpretation. And I think as Josh Call, the state attorney general brought this case, the intent, of course, is to work its way through the judicial process in Wisconsin and eventually get to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And again, Judge Janet Protasiewicz will be seated next month on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court and give that a liberal majority on the court. Again, I think this is a win for women. Because whether or not, whatever your feelings are on abortion, I still believe that the majority of Wisconsinites, if it was your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, who, God forbid, was raped, incest, I think that we, most Wisconsinites, would want the decision on what to do in that situation left up to the woman, her parents, the doctor, and her clergy, if she has one. Because under this law right now, as interpreted since the U.S. Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade last year, currently in Wisconsin, if a woman is raped, she cannot legally seek an abortion in the state of Wisconsin. Can't do it. And again, I respect that people have very strong opinions, and some of them for religious faith reasons, which I respect. But to say that we have a law in this state that does not give women the option to do what's best for them in terms of their health, in terms of if they were raped, that's a step too far, in my opinion. And I'm glad that this judge did what she did today. I'm not an expert on the law by any means. Matt Flynn is. By the way, you can listen to Matt Flynn coming up at 3 o'clock after the show. I bet you that he will have a comment on this. Matt Flynn, an attorney, of course, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. But the great thing about Matt is he will give you his legal interpretation of something, whether or not he agrees with it or not. And that's the sign of a great host. That's the sign of a great broadcaster. When you will take your expertise and say, look, I might not agree with it, but if you're going to follow the law as a lawyer, here's what's happening. It's exactly what Matt Flynn does. He breaks it down, gives you the legal perspective from that of an attorney, a graduate, by the way, of UW Law School. Great institution. Matt Flynn direct will come up to you after the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. But until then, breaking news at this hour again. Local Dane County judge here in Madison has ruled that the 1849 Wisconsin law on abortion only applies to feticide and not abortion. So while it doesn't change anything currently, it means that the case could continue forward and most likely will get to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, of which Dana Protasiewicz will be a member of next month. What are your feelings on this? You happy about this? Are you concerned about this? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. If you have the Civic Media app, you can also text in as well. If you don't have it, go to your app store on either your Android or your Apple phone. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the app. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's fantastic. And there's a little icon there you can push to call in, or a little icon you can push to text in. Mr. Zomers and I will see it and pass your info on the air. Or just do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up a landline if you got one, or your cell phone, and dial us. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you in our time left this afternoon, on a Friday afternoon. What do you think, Mr. Zomers? I'm happy this case is moving forward, because I think it's particularly women in this country, in this state, need a final answer. I'm happy about that.
They need a final answer, and I think there is a correct answer.
Right.
And this is, it appears to be moving towards it. It's at least not getting shut down, so I'm glad.
Me too. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers will take your call off the air, and we'll get you on just ASAP. Always glad to have you along. And don't forget, coming up before the end of the show, Mr. Zomers will be back with his board game of the week, something that you could do as a family together. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones to Sam in Madison. Sam, what say you, sir?
Hi, you're vaguely asking, like, what Wisconsinites think should happen with abortion, right, kind of, right?
Well, the judge in Dane County ruled that the case can move forward, essentially, to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Right. Well, so I obviously agree with the point you made, like, God forbid somebody knows somebody who's been raped or the victim of incest. But I can't not say something about the overwhelming majority. And I have to admit, I am a man. And so it's not necessarily the most pristine opinion to run off of. But how many people just make mistakes or they didn't get proper sexual wellness education and they need contraceptive or they need to get an abortion? And I'm sure there is a mass amount of conservatives and Republicans who probably have, we've all heard it. So that's basically all my point is. Obviously, in the case of rape or incest, but then also, God, how often do we just need this?
No, I appreciate the call, Sam. And obviously, you know, as a male as well, it's a different perspective, right? But I'm with our female listeners I'm someone, you know, I was a Republican for several years, left the party in 2011. I just had this discussion earlier with someone today. I said, I haven't really changed my core beliefs in all these years. One of them is one thing that I have changed on, just in more education, is abortion. I used to be a pro-life person that said I'm pro-life, but I did believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and endangerment of the mother's life. But as you know, as you grow, as you mature, as you learn more, I've come around to believe that I'm a pro-choice person, and the fact that at the end of the day, as a man, I just don't think it's the right for me or any other male to put my opinions onto a woman.
Right, I guess, and then my asterisk to that is my opinion is just like, man, why are more dudes not freaked out by this? Because, obvious reasons, and that's all I have.
Sam, can I ask you real quick before you go on? If you don't want to say this, that's fine.
Go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 22, and I've been listening to the Devil's Advocates and 92.7 FM forever. I just only got into calling in recently.
Well, Sam, you're fantastic. And the reason I ask is this. I recently had a move. I moved my apartment, and I hired some movers. I had three guys, all in their 20s.
Right.
And I asked them at lunch. I bought them lunch, and I said, what's the number one issue to you, like voting? And you know what they said? Abortion. It was all on this issue. And they were all dudes. Young guys like you, and they said, we're going to the polls and we're voting on that issue. So I think you're a great.
Because we don't want to accidentally have kids.
Well, there's that too, right? There's that too. Sam, you're fantastic. Right. We appreciate you listening, sir. Have a wonderful afternoon and a great weekend. Thank you, Sam. That is Sam and Madison. Love that. Love the take. And I think this is something that, again, Republicans have gotten themselves into a box. As a former Republican myself, this was the holy grail for Republicans, was to overturn Roe v. Wade. They thought, if only we can get that. Well, they got it. What's the old saying? Be careful what you wish for. You might get it. Because politically, it might be the death knell in 2024. Going to take a break. On the other side, Mr. Aaron Zommer's Board Game of the Week, what we're thankful for. Stay with us on the Todd Allball Show.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes before the start of Matt Flynn Direct with our great friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Not going to want to miss it. I'm sure he will update you, give you his perspective on the breaking news at this hour, according to Will Keneally at Channel 3000 here in Madison. The Dane County judge, or a Dane County judge, has ruled that the 1849 abortion law in Wisconsin only applies to feticide, not abortion proper, which does not mean that anything changes immediately in Wisconsin in terms of abortion access, but it means that it can move forward now towards most likely going to the Wisconsin Supreme Court down the road. I have a text in on the text line here, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or can text us on the app. And here is what this this person says. Sam is awesome. Our last caller, Sam, is awesome. I'm 63, so he could theoretically be my grandson. I'd be proud. What a thoughtful young man. After all, it takes two to be forced into an abortion decision. Jeff in Shorewood. So Jeff in Shorewood, at 63, gave his own age, agreeing with Sam, who of course is much younger, 22, I think he said. So that's fantastic. Let's go quickly to the phones. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call. And
of course,
you know, I guess as far as global warming, you know, to affect our economy the way it has, I believe in all forms of energy, not to destroy our economy, though. And are you aware that China is building two coal plants every week, or a coal plant every 2 weeks? And we don't hold them to any standard, and we're not destroying their economy like we are ours. So global warming is an issue that I still don't believe man can affect. And this administration is promising to spend $50 trillion. And their own scientists say that it'll drop the global warming by 0.02% of a degree. So to destroy our economy this way and pay for Americans to have to pay for it, as the China, the communist China, is building two coal plants every month, is just ridiculous. So this is a false meaner, and it's destroying our economy and causing inflation. So I think this is a farce, and for the way it's being sold by the media, by the economy, is not scientific. So
right, the CJ, promise of appreciate your call, CJ. Time is short. I'll simply respond with this. Of all the takes on global warming, that's one of them. Time now for Board Game of the Week with Mr. Aaron Zobbers.
Well,
Welcome once again to Board Game of the Week, the second one this week. So we got a twofer, not at the same time, but two across the week to make up for the couple that we missed here.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. What do you got this week, Mr. Zombers, for a little board game of the week?
Today we have Century. There are two versions. There's Century Spice Road and Century Golem Edition. They're the same game, though. They just look different. Mm. So in Century, it's 2 to 5 players. It's a pretty easy game to play. Takes about half an hour, and it costs between $30 and $40, depending on the theme.
Sure.
So in this game, you have a small deck of cards, as in like 4 or 5, that have different actions. You can get spices or gems, depending on the version. The version I played had gems, so I'll go with that. You play cards to get gems. You can play cards to upgrade your gems. And then you're trying to buy big resources to end the game, either big golems or new like spice trade routes. And the thing that sets this apart from some similar games, like Splendor is one that we talked about a while ago that's very similar, is that, first of all, the differently valued gems makes it a bit different. Like, when should you upgrade? When should you just get more? Especially since you can only have 8 at a time. And the other thing is that it's very fast, because each turn is only one action. You know, most games you have different phases. Like, you draw a card, you play such and such, and you end your turn. In this, it is you do one thing. You play a card, you spend some gems, or you pick your cards back up. It's just only one thing each turn. So it goes around the table pretty quick.
And pretty compact, it sounds like, as well. Not, you're not carrying a big board around, necessarily.
Right. Yeah, it's a pretty compact.
All right, good. How much is it?
It is $30 or $40, depending on the theme and if it's on sale or anything.
All right.
So yeah, that is Century for the board game of this week.
Board game of the week with Mr. Aaron Zommer. It's always great on a Friday afternoon. A couple of quick texts on the text line. One person, Jeff in Sherwood, saying, any chance you could throw in a few more dollars to put some more watts of broadcast power into the Waukesha station so I can listen to my car? We're working on it. We're working on it, Jeff. We'll talk to Sage about that. But we appreciate you listening down there at WAUK in Waukesha, Jeff in Sherwood. Thank you so very much. Also, someone says, in response to CJ's call there, how does solar energy destroy our economy? It's new technology that creates new jobs, right? And aren't we China. Should we be like China? Someone says, in La Crosse, WLCX, appreciate you listening up there at the Eagle in La Crosse. China is destroying their own economy while ours is doing just fine, CJ, no matter how you feel like it. All right. Here's someone that says, now look, here's someone else, Jeff, the 63-year-old caller, said, is that guy, he used this another term, is that guy from Stoughton a coal miner? Really? The clean energy economy creates jobs. And then someone here at Madison, WMDX, says, CJ of Stoughton is a freaking idiot. Climate change is affecting our economy. The fossil fuel industry knew that their product and industry would bring on climate change back in the 70s, and we have the paper trail evidence to prove it. And then finally...
just saying that one was Mark
in the sack. All right. So anyway, you know, it's always good when we can engage each other. And I don't mind taking on, letting people have their say. I got nothing wrong with that. I'm thankful we live in a country where we can have opposing views and freedom of speech. That's what I'm thankful for, Mr. Zommers. You?
It's a good thing to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here and be part of this discussion, since I'm not always on the show as of late.
We always love having you on the show anytime, Mr. Zommers. And quite frankly, it's been a week. I'll simply say I'm thankful that it's Friday. Listen, I love all the calls. I love all the interaction. Love each and every one of you for listening. Even if we don't always agree, we have to have a discussion, and that's what it's all about. We'll have a brand new week, a brand new set of shows next week. Join us on Monday. Until then, make it a great week across the state of Wisconsin. For Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, and myself, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned for Matt Flynn and keep banging on your drum.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.